situation is not my situation.
Ooh, wow. That's good.
We talking about frustration. I heard in Sister Administrator Press say, we bind every frustration. I heard her say it twice. She all in my spirit.
Amen.
Frustration. I heard somebody else say it in the beginning of the week. That's how I know when God is telling me something. I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over from the people of God, somebody going to say it. Mm-hmm. And man, God already told me. So he confirmed it with his word. Then he confirmed it to me. And then when somebody, that's the third party. Mm-hmm. They come back and they say, frustration is not my situation. That means whatever you're going through, being frustrated about it ain't going to change it.
Amen.
You just stressing yourself out. Amen.
Amen.
The scripture this morning comes from, let's see which one I want. James 1:19 through 20. The way you handle your situation makes you full of frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Frustration is not my situation.
Amen.
James 1:19-20. Even though this Q&A, we need to get understanding. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. We need to comprehend what we study.
Amen.
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 We need to comprehend. We shouldn't be jumping on stuff and don't know we jumping on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We got to break it down. Amen. James 1:19-20 says what?
Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So it's letting us know that your frustration is mere anger. And mere anger comes from not having your way.
Mm.
A lot of times when we upset, something ain't go our way.
Jesus.
Or the way we think it should have went. So we frustrated about it. We upset about it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Your frustration ain't your situation, though. It ain't. Because you can't solve a situation if you're frustrated.
Amen.
You can't. Amen?
Amen.
When we define frustration, what is frustration to you? What does that mean?
Amen.
Agitation that you're unable to change.
Amen. Agitation that you can't change. Are you unable to change? Amen. Anybody else? I told you this Q&A. I want you to answer. If you know the definition of frustration, give it to me. And I ain't say googly. I won't know. I ain't say nothing about frustration. Just go googling and stuff. Jada?
Disruption.
Disruption, she says. Mm-hmm. You do feel disrupted, huh? Like something has disrupted your energy.
Annoyed.
Amen. That's good. Before I answer and give y'all the definition, anybody else? Missionary.
At times it appears to be an insurmountable destination.
Okay. please. I told y'all all answers come from different brains, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm gonna say aggravation when things beyond your control.
Oh, aggravation beyond your control.
Yes. That's
very good. Mm. Brother Nakia, you wanna take a shot? Frustration.
Give me be helpful.
I'm sorry, my mic messed up.
Oh, okay.
Frustration. I think there's a little bit of regret and frustration.
Mm. Yes.
How you regret you didn't do it the way you thought about it in the first place.
Yes. Oh, God, that's good.
That's good.
I felt that. Amen. Frustration is an emotional state of annoyance, impatience, or dissatisfaction arising from unresolved problems, arising from immature expectations, hindered efforts. You have done all you can, or you thought you did, and all the efforts ain't work. I told y'all, when things don't go your way, it ain't cause, it's God's will too. Mm-hmm. When things don't go your way, just like when something happened good for you, it's God's will for you. When something happened bad, it's God's will. That's what got me over the death of my brother when he passed away. I was emotional because I had just got in church and got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. So you think you could heal everybody. Right. Once you get the Holy Ghost, you start laying hands on you. You fired up for God.
Yeah.
You visiting the hospital. You going into prison. You walking on the street, door to door. You paddling a canoe on a rainy day. You out there. Knocking on doors. You doing everything. Amen? Amen. Because you just got saved and you fired up. You 7 times turned up high. So you want everybody to know the Jesus you serve. What he done for you. And I remember going to the hospital. And they took him out of the hospital and they put him in the nursing home. Because they couldn't do no more for him. And he, the disease he had blinded him on the left side. His eye paralyzed his left hand, and he was strong on his left side. So he was forced to use the right side. He couldn't even talk no more because the disease had caused him to have a stroke too. So when I went there, because the doctor said he ain't got long. And I said, oh no, knee of little faith. I went there like I was the right hand of Jesus, pouring all laying hands, interceding for his sin, doing everything I could. Then I got that phone call from my mom at 3 a.m. in the morning. He had crossed over. And I was emotional. And I said, Lord, you said that I could pray and you will heal the sick and raise the dead. Hando bo shatayak. Why it ain't happen for me? I'm going somewhere with this. You know what God told me? So plain. And I'm telling you, I instantly got delivered. Soon as he said it. You ain't pray my will.
Wow.
All that praying you did. Howling, spitting, laying hands, rolling on the floor. Speaking in tongues. Getting the good sisters with their tambourines and their big hats. And you never prayed my will.
Jesus.
That's what set me free.
Yeah.
Instantly, I was delivered.
Yeah.
But I still was immature when it happened to my son. And he had to roll over. But guess what? When it happened to Pastor, I immediately said, Lord, that was your will.
Yes.
So it kept me from getting chaotic and emotional at that time. But to think logically. Y'all have to remember, God's will is what you want. God's will is what you need. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to recant that. God's will is what you need, not what you want. So you can't get upset with God when he don't honor the his will for you for certain things. When you want this house and God put you in that house. You want to go over here, but God send you over here. You want to live here, but God put you over there. You want to eat gumbo, and God give you red beans.
Jesus.
It ain't your will. He only concerned about your needs, not what you want. So that causes frustration in your situation. My situation is I'm hungry, but he provided you something.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Who you want gumbo? He gave you red beans. And if you think about it, once you eat your food.
Amen.
No matter what you eat.
That's it.
Whatever God provides, he said his eye is on the sparrow.
Yes.
He feeds the fowl.
That's it.
So whatever he give you, that's what he wants you to have that day.
Amen.
My God.
He gonna provide according to his riches and glory. It's gonna be good for you.
Yes, Lord.
It may not be what you want, but it's what you need. Situation.
Jesus.
When you think about situation, what situation mean? Like, Lord, you say, Lord, I'm in a situation. You ever met people always in a situation? Oh, take your situation somewhere and situate yourself over there. Always got a situation. When is you going to have a calm mind?
Amen. Yes.
Situation. Give it to me.
Issue.
Point
blank.
Yeah. Remember that I preached? Your issue got an issue.
Yes.
Your issue got an issue. You always got something going on. You ever met people always got an issue? Always got a situation? Always got a problem? Not one morning you wake up, you can't be grateful with no problem. Know what I call that? Miserable. you just straight up miserable. You looking for problems. Be grateful.
Be grateful, Jesus.
Be thankful for what you got. Anybody else? Situation.
Chaos.
K of the ass. Always something going on.
Yes, Jesus.
Jesus Christ. You see him coming, you just run.
Yes, right.
Like, oh.
Here come with a problem. Who said I was born to solve problems all day? Do I not want to have some peace? So you know how you get it? You take it.
That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen.
You drive off in the sunset. Because guess what? See, when the sun go down and you go back, they still got a situation.
That's right.
They ain't changed.
That's right.
They still got a situation. Jesus. Anybody else? Situation. Then we're going to get into these questions. Situation. What you say, baby?
Circumstance.
Circumstance.
Yep. That's good.
Why nobody say problem? Just a straight problem. That's a problem. Always a problem.
Lord Jesus.
Situation. The combination of circumstances. That was right. Conditions or events acting upon an individual or place. At a particular time. When you see people fighting in the street, they're rolling. All the family members running out the house rolling. You like, Now that's a problem. That's the situation right there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all have your little video cameras out there. Putting it on Facebook. Putting it on TikTok. That's the situation. When is it not going to be a situation? Mm-hmm. You know what's making it a situation? You. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The way you handling it. Mm-hmm. The way you dealing with it. Mm. Are you dealing with it immaturely? Or are you dealing with it with maturity?
Wow. Mm. Wow. Jesus.
This is a question. Listen to the question. Here we go. Hold your hands in the air. Put your hands down like this. Strap on your spiritual intelligence. Let your breastplate, your helmet, cover you. Let's see what, I want to see what y'all say. I'm ready. I'm ready to put the word on ya. Look at your neighbor and say, she going to put the word on us. She going to put the word on us. We about to see what God say about your situations. Your frustration of your situations. Your issue. When we find ourselves in situations, how should we handle them and what should we do? When we find ourselves in a situation, how should we handle it and what should we do? Now that sounds like a simple question, huh? Should we call our mama them? What you say?
Kind of vague.
I didn't hear you.
Kind of vague.
Kind of
vague.
Vague. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Oh, kind of vague. Oh, it's kind of vague.
Vague question.
Oh, how vague? Oh, oh. I'm trying. To, the question is vague. Yeah. Let me make it plain to you.
Not being specific.
When we find, I ain't gonna tell you what your situation is because I don't know. When we find ourselves in certain situations, did you understand that part? How should we handle any situation we get in, and what should we do first? That's better.
See what God say about it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. That's a good answer. See what God say. The word say. Yeah. What else, Jerry? I had saw your hand.
I was
going to
say, call my mind, pray that
God handled it. Amen. Two Gods handled it. Yes. Give me something else. Somebody else. Who agree? Amen. Go to God.
Yes.
Is that plain?
Yes.
All right. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. We just cleared up one of them. We went to the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 4, 26, 27. Any situation you find yourself in, find a word in the Bible to go to. That's going to help back you up and give you direction through that situation.
Uh-huh. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. For anger gives foothold to the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
That's another instruction. Don't be angry about it.
Yeah.
Don't let the sun down, go down on your wrath. Some people get a situation through the day, keep the situation through the evening, sleep with the situation at night, and wake up with the situation in the morning.
Yes.
That's too long to have a situation.
Too long right there.
Amen.
Amen. Too long right there.
Amen. Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
So you gotta find something to do. So you won't carry that all day, all night, in your sleep, to your mom and them house, your grandma. Then they take you with them.
Yes, right.
You get in the car and you drive with your situation.
Yes, yes.
And you bring it by your relative's house.
Mm-hmm. My God.
And you talk about it over there. Mm. And get them all stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
Then you leave that house and you go to the grocery store with your situation. And you talk to somebody in the canned goods. Girl, I got a situation. You ever see people do that?
Yes.
ain't even follow you to the people trying to walk away from you, follow to the meat department. With your situation. I got a question for you. How they gonna change it? It's still gonna be your what?
Situation.
Come on.
You still gotta find a way to help your situation. And the Bible says, look to the hills for which coming my help.
Yes.
All of my help come from the Lord.
Yes.
So why I'm telling my grandma and them?
Wow.
And the people in the canned goods at the grocery store. Because I understand now if you say, I just want a vent. Why not vent to God?
Yes.
My.
He don't mind if you're mad. He understands he made you.
Yes. That's right.
If you talk to him about it, at least he can fix it.
Amen.
Right.
Or put you in a situation where it'll change. But you're going to go Monday with your situation, Tuesday with your situation, Wednesday with your situation.
Jesus.
You done dragged it on 5 days till you get the prep. And you won't pass it or something. If you ain't calling and say, can I meet you Tuesday? I just preached Sunday. Pull it down. I need you Tuesday. If Tuesday ain't available, I'll be sitting in front of church Thursday. So we agree, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Then we go to the word,
yes,
which is our help,
yes,
for direction. Not get angry with God. Not get angry about our situation. Amen.
Amen.
And not get frustrated in our situation. Because it's still going to be a situation. Yeah. Next question. How do we react to those times and encounters when people keep hassling you and tempting you throughout your situation? Because just because you in a situation don't mean people ain't going to aggravate you. That's probably why you got the situation. Because they're the aggravated genie.
Yes, Lord.
How do we react? Give me a minute. I'm going to read it again, then I'm going to get you to those times and encounters is when you come with somebody, when people keep hassling you and tempting you, how do you handle it? Jada.
I say enter the silence. Go on for a little minute.
I'm sorry?
I say enter the silence. Go on for a little minute. That's
right. She said enter a pause mode. Go in silence. Get silent. Don't say nothing.
I would say, like, boundaries. Sometimes I'll be talking to somebody, and it's like God will tell me, like, this person is trying to frustrate you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
They're intentionally doing this, and I just look at them.
Spirit.
Like, just got to have the boundaries.
The quickest way to run somebody or somebody away to tempting you, and hassling you, break out into praise and worship.
Right.
That's right. Show it that way, not my Jesus.
That's right.
Most of the time, when you're going through a particular situation in your mind, first go to Proverbs 14 and 29, then I'm going to talk to you about this. I'm going to tell you a little something. We here to learn, huh?
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody had to teach me too. I'm still getting taught. I ain't never too old to learn.
Amen.
Proverbs 14 and 29 says what?
People with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness.
That's what I was getting ready to tell you. Just chalk it up. They got some bad understanding. If you see me going through a situation, you know I'm dealing with something. I'm telling you, I'm dealing with something. And you started telling me what you want to tell me to satisfy your situation. Mm-hmm. And you don't care what my situation is. You know what? Back at you. Mm-hmm. Your understanding is bad.
Yes, yes.
You ever met people just twist everything you say?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You already in a bad mindset because you're going through an issue or you're going through a situation and you talking to them and they just is twist it. Mm-hmm. Like a pretzel. Mm-hmm. Look at your neighbor and say, they got a bad mind.
They got a bad mind.
Amen.
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 Jesus.
It ain't bad to have a bad mind. You just need to pray that God deliver you from it.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody's mind ain't good. Mm-hmm. Some people got a bad mind. I remember my old pastor used to always say, this guy named Larry, he used to ride his bike to church. He'll look back there in the church and say, Larry, you got a bad mind. We'll bust out laughing. You got a bad mind. Mm-hmm. You can't get out the situation because your mind bad.
Right.
And your understanding is twisted. It's nothing wrong with asking God to help you with your understanding. He tell you, lean not to your own.
That's what he say.
And acknowledge him in all your ways so he'll direct your path. Mm-hmm. You're doing yourself a disservice when you don't ask him. If you go somewhere, all right, just say you're filling out your tax returns, right? Mm-hmm. And these people, you're looking at everything on the paper, and the people are supposed to give you $3,000, and it wind up being $300. Ain't you going to ask some questions?
Oh, yes.
You're going to get your mind together.
Yeah.
Make me understand how I went from $3,000 to $300. I understand it bad with this situation. Mm-hmm. Ask God for understanding, y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
Stop thinking. Pastor used to say, if you know what you think you know, you don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. Nobody is above learning. Mm-hmm. Nobody is above knowledge. The Bible will tell you, I will not have you ignorant.
That's right.
That's it.
He don't even want you to be ignorant. Mm-mm. Study to show yourself approved.
Yes.
Stop going on your own ideologies and terminologies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, ask somebody. I ain't shame me. Mm-hmm. I said, what you think about this? And they said, well, let's do it this way, Pastor. I said, you know what? That's a good idea. Let's put a little twist with this. And your idea, my idea, make a big idea. Mm-hmm. A great idea.
Yeah.
I don't know everything. We forever learning.
Yes.
I'm going to say this. Stop being a blockhead. That's what I said yesterday. You see, people just have got a block in their head. Jesus. Why does the Bible call you a fool? Mm. When you act in frustration over a situation. Why do the Bible call you a fool? If the Bible call you a fool, you a fool. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying none that ain't in the word. Mm-hmm. Why the Bible call you a fool? When you act in frustration in your situation. Anybody? Yes, ma'am.
Because you're allowing yourself to be emotionally
violent.
Yes.
That's so good.
Just like that. Is that understood?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Because you're allowing yourself to get emotionally hung up in something that's taking you somewhere you ain't gonna gotta drive. You just ran on in there. Proverbs 29:11.
Yes.
Fools behave unwise. Mm-hmm. sang a song long time ago, past some of y'all when y'all was born. Me and Sean and maybe Sister Yvonne and Sister Anita might remember the song. Why do fools fall in love? Why do fools fall in love?
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
29:11 said what?
Fools vent their anger, but the wise hold it back, or quietly hold it back. Sorry.
Fools vent their anger, like Shay said, they use emotions. You just gonna blurt it out. You're blurting all that stuff out and forgetting that the same bridge you're blurting out to, you might have to cross again. Jesus. You done burnt it. Oh. So now you can't even go back over that bridge because it's burnt down. And your arm's too short to swim. So how you going to get back across?
Jesus.
Look at your neighbor and say, just learn how to shut up.
Just learn how to shut up.
And I ain't saying shut up in a bad way. I should have said, oh, just learn how to be quiet. No, I don't want you to be quiet. Shut up. You're going to get what you get and don't throw a fit. Because it don't make no sense. I'm not fussing. I'm just telling you how life is and how life works. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, in the midst of your adversary, agree quickly.
Right.
Shut up.
Quickly.
All right, keep going. I bet you ain't going to go in the courtroom with that mess. That judge said, hutch it. You going to hutch it. That judge said, pay it. You going to pay. That judge said, slam him. You going to get slammed. Go to weasel. It's going down. I know this teaching might be a little rough for some people, but it's real.
Yes.
Who won't sit under a pastor that ain't gonna tell them the truth?
Come on, that's right.
And tell them what's real.
That's it.
All them old fake that's fake. You need somebody that's living life and life it.
Yeah, that's
amen.
It.
That's
right. It. That's them been through something. That them been somewhere. That know got some wisdom.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Sitting on huckabucks. Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? I'm getting nervous, but I feel like us as humans, we try to take it upon ourselves to handle situations how we want to handle them.
Amen.
And then we don't get the outcome that we want. And that right there is why the Bible says that we're fools. Because it tells us how we should handle things and we don't do it.
Amen. 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 Amen.
All right.
Out of mouth for Billy G.
Come on. That's right. Come on.
These young people ain't playing. They got sense enough to know that.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible said a wise man a listen.
Yes.
And a fool a turn his ear. Don't want to hear nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Jada.
Talking about the fool made me think of the scripture. I think, yeah, it's coming in Proverbs 26:11. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. And most of the time when we speak, like when we let ourselves say our frustration, that's us returning to the
same thing.
Yes.
Won't it come before destruction? We already know not to go back that way.
That's
but
right.
We do it.
Yeah.
And like Brother Nakia said, most of the time we angry because we regret it.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's just real talk.
It's real.
That's why we here today touching and agreeing. We just talking.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. We just being real with each other. You ain't gonna let your family go out there and get hit by a car, right?
Come on. Right.
If you see the car coming, you gonna snatch them back.
That's right.
My job is to snatch you back.
That's it. That's
amen.
It.
That's
get it. Your mind right.
Snatch me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So you won't get ran over.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because guess what? They got people running over you out there.
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
doing you all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't care.
They don't.
Your life means nothing to you. Mm. You know who your life means? Up to God.
Mm.
And to yourself. They'll take your life just as soon as they look at you.
Mm. Yeah.
They'll trick you, they'll scam you, they'll poison you, they'll do stuff to you.
Yes.
They don't care. Next question. When someone frustrates you, should you sit out to get them back? Now, I know we all will say no. I know y'all sitting at that mat. No, I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna cut them. I'm gonna let them just cross me one more time. Should we play the good old catchback game? Whew. Lord, that catchback game ain't that nice. How many played the catchback? Everybody in there played the catchback game.
Yes.
I'm gonna fix them.
Yep.
Vengeance is mine, say the Lord.
Not an old me.
She trying to put old me.
Yeah. Would up jump the boogie up. But the new me, put it in the hands of the Lord.
Hey, amen. That's good. Yeah. It's actually.
My mom used to say, she said, I'm not going to whoop him because the Lord will whoop him better than I can.
Amen. Right. Amen. 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 So he know how to whoop him.
Yes. Ooh, that's so true.
When it hurt.
Yes. Oh, yes.
God created each and every one of us. He know where to go get you. He know how to get it. Mm-hmm. He know how to dig down in there and make you cry.
Yes.
Have mercy. Psalms 37, 7, and 8. The old catchback game. And you know what? You try to justify. Mm-hmm. But girl, she been doing me stuff. And I got tired of that. So I just let my spirit just handle it. But what you finna not do is play with me. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms 37, 78.
Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn away from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm.
Amen. Plain and simple. Mm-hmm. Leave it alone. I know it's hard. But guess what? 7 is the number of completion.
That's right.
And 8 is the number of new beginnings.
That's right.
Mm. Remember that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Your 7 years gonna come.
Yes.
And your new beginning gonna come.
Jesus.
Man, I got a perfect example of couldn't wait for them 7 years to be over. When that new beginning started. Jesus. Talking about unforgettable. Mm. Y'all see the glory. Yes. Y'all don't know the story. Yes. Some of y'all know it. I'm telling you. Man, look at you. Y'all have been calling me all kind of names. Say, Pastor Crazy. You saw what she did? But God.
But God. Yes.
God. Thank God for the season.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
How do you deal with mistakes or frustration during a situation and maintain your Christian character? Mm. Is that plain? I'm going to say it again. How do you deal with mistakes of frustration during a situation and maintain your Christian character? How do you maintain your Christian dignity when somebody crossed you? Man, you won't put that Bible down and beat the brakes off them. Jada.
Pray for
him. But ain't that the last thing you feel like doing?
Yeah. Yes.
But, that's the good thing. Amen. And that's right. She said pray for him.
I would say if you deal with them mistakenly, like if you come out of character, the first thing you got to do is repent.
Yes.
Repent to God. And
yes.
Then
oh,
you
goodness.
May even have to go to them and say, I'm sorry. That, you know, that wasn't right of me or whatever, because
yes.
You always want to try to be unblemished in your character, because
that's
whenever
right.
People are, like you said before, like as a Christian, people are looking at you. They are
yes.
Looking
yes.
At you to mess
what
up. They are looking at you to
yes.
Fail. Mm-hmm. So if you do mess up, drop the pride and go back and repent, be humble and apologize.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And don't forget to say what you're apologizing for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cause I could just walk up to Pastor Sean, huh? I'm sorry. And you looking at me like, what the world is wrong with you? Sorry for what?
Right.
I'm sorry, Missionary Adida. I'm sorry, Brother S. I'm sorry. Like, what in the world is wrong with Pastor? You never say what you're sorry for.
Mm-hmm.
You just saying you're sorry. You know what you're sorry for.
Right, right, right.
But your pride and your lips
right.
won't let you be modest enough or meek enough to say it.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Pastor Sean, if I offended you in any way. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. See the word?
Mm-hmm.
If you get offended by the word, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That mean that word cutting you.
Yes.
That's what it do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you gonna think about it and get yourself together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I see you that different, I'm supposed to say I'm sorry. But if the word offend you, you're on the right track.
That's right.
Right track, right there.
Yeah.
Cause the word ain't gonna make you feel good all the time.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Things gonna be said that you're not gonna like. That's in this word. But you gotta abide by it, because the Bible said obedience is better than sacrifice mm-hmm. of a fool.
That's right.
They go that fool word again. Mm-hmm. That means when you disobedient, you acting as a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Listen at this question. How do you deal with mistakes? Oh, that's the same one. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. I get carried away, y'all. Forgive me. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. And the question was, how do you deal with mistakes or frustration during a situation and still maintain your Christian character?
Mm-hmm.
If you a real Christian and you ain't faking it, you're going to do it God's way.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ Jesus, has forgiven you.
Get that heart right.
Amen.
See, once you get that heart right, and you ask God to break up that hardness in your heart,
mm-hmm.
and soften your heart, you're going to be able to not be bitter.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He got to work on you.
Yes.
He got to take that heart and put it on the wheel.
Yes.
And make you over.
Yes.
Mold you over. Redo. Give you some heart surgery.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Give you some Holy Ghost heart surgery.
Yes.
Cause a man that hold bitterness got to go somewhere. Mm. So where it come? Where is that? Where it's going? In that heart.
Yes.
When you bitter towards somebody, when somebody say, "Ooh, I just hate her. Ooh, I can't stand." Where that's coming from? Because out of sight, out of mind.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But they ain't say out of sight, out of heart.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You think about a relative or something that don't care for you long from long ways ago.
Mm-hmm.
You see that auntie or that uncle? They call him uncle. Titty. You see Titty? Titty still looking at you like this. Cross-eyed. Some TD, you and TD had words since 2020. TD still got it in her heart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I hate to get graphic, but I had an AT used to get me in trouble. They used to say, I wet the bait. And she be peed on me.
Jesus.
I get a whipping. Then when we all got together, she laughed about, remember we used to catch a whipping for peeing in the bed and I used to be peeing on you?
Wow.
How they cold it is, the urine went in my lungs.
Wow.
And they had to rush me to the hospital.
Wow. Jesus. Jesus.
Because the urine went in my lungs.
Wow.
Almost killed me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
They didn't know what was wrong with me. They thought I was having seizures. I couldn't catch my breath.
Jesus.
So I'm trying to tell you, back then, people, and you laughing about it.
Wow.
Suppose I'd have held that in my heart. When I saw. And I would let bitterness, anger, foolishness, all that stuff, I greeted her like nothing happened.
Jesus.
How you doing? How you been?
Mm.
Do you need anything? I love y'all. Because God changed me.
Yes.
You still laughing at peeing in my nose.
Wow.
Suppose I'd have died.
Jesus.
But God.
But God.
You know why I ain't died this day?
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen. That's why this day.
Yeah.
This day right here.
Amen.
Wow. He knows the plans he had for me.
That's right. Yes. Hey. Thank you, Jesus.
To bring me to an expected end. Yes. A good end.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Anything that has happened to you in your life, if you still here, God got a purpose for you.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, something you supposed to be doing.
That's it right there.
Instead of walking around like, who on left, who on third, who on fourth, confused. God got something for you to do. If you have been through anything,
come on. Oh,
there's something in you he want to get out of you. Each and every man in this place have a purpose.
Yes.
Sis.
I don't care how old you is. You got a purpose. Listen to this question. If you was to advise someone, did we answer the question about Christian character?
Yes, ma'am.
If you was to advise someone else about how to calm down and bring escalations of frustration under subjection in their situations, what would you say? If you had to, listen to the question, advise somebody else how to calm down through escalated frustrations in their situations, what would you say? What would you tell them? What would you say? Go to God. That's a good one.
If I know that they're a believer, I'll usually say, like, come on, man. Like, you know, this is the enemy. Stop. Don't do, you know, like that. And then always try to remain calm with them. Like, you don't want to raise your voice. You want to bring them down to where they need to be. So, depending on how they are, is you're always going to use godly wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you don't insert God in it.
Just, yeah. Well, they say, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to pray right now.
Right.
And they're going off. What you do?
You still pray for them, and in your prayer, you pray and ask God that His will be done concerning that situation.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. What you say?
I mean, you keep things simple. Mm-hmm. One simple line you can leave them with. And I like to tell people, either lead with peace or lead with love.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're dealing with a situation, especially somebody in your face, if you have peace over you, it's not going to touch you.
Amen, amen, amen.
It's one line.
And it's all out of control. What you do?
Yes, yes.
When it's all out of control. Like, and they don't want prayer. They don't want calm down. They getting louder and louder. And hollering.
When that happens, sometimes I just let them keep doing it. Like, honestly, like, because you're not going to hear nothing I'm trying to say. You want to be seen and heard right now.
Understanding get bad. Yes.
Right.
What the word of God say? Yeah. A soft tone.
Turn away wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Turn away wrath.
That's right.
when they start with all that, you say,
hi.
Okay. That's how you feel. Don't never be ashamed to take down when you're doing the will of God. Because God's word tell you how to handle it.
Yes.
Don't never be ashamed. Don't say, man, I ain't letting him punk me. God said, you be ashamed of me, I'm be ashamed of you.
Right.
I'm going to use the word on you. So whatever happens after I use the word on you, you're going to deal with God with that. Because I'm doing what God told me. Go to Colossians 3 and 8. We got a couple of more questions. And then I got some, we got a few more questions, about five. Colossians 3 and 8.
But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of y'all just stole cussing? Tell the truth, shame the devil.
It's uphill
battle. It's up.
Amen.
She said, it's uphill.
Amen.
It's uphill battle. She said, the fish swimming up the wrong way. I'm serious. I know it is.
Yes.
But when God set you free from it,
yes.
When you hear it, you're going to hate it.
Yes.
And you're going to think about, how did I say those words? How I let that come out of my mouth? What did people think about me when I was saying? You hear men cussing women out. Women cussing men out. Women cussing their children out. Calling their kids names I never heard in my life. How you call a child name? In my worst cussing days, I ain't cuss like that. Calling my kids names like that. On the worst days of cussing. That's an old new cussing they got going on. Be mindful of your anger.
Yes.
The Bible said you could be angry, but sin not. So when you go to cussing and hitting, you sin. Even Jesus got angry.
Yes.
When he went in the temple and slammed the tables, because they was in there prostituting the gospel and texting folks.
That's right.
He got angry. But you ain't hear him. He throwed the table, but did he hit somebody with it? Did he start cussing and beating them? He says, okay, it's a natural emotion. Just like crying. Crying is a natural emotion. Have you, listen to this. Have you ever heard people say, Lord, or he or she have no sense when you are in a state of frustration? Do we always operate out of our sense? When we're in a state of frustration, do we always operate out of our sense?
No.
Who agree and say no? No, we don't. That's why you got to have the word embedded. So when it comes to that, and you know what? The enemy is so slippy and tricky. You could be driving your car and somebody jump in front of you. And you say, that?
That's me.
That banana? Kiss my apple.
Yes.
That's
You be going there. You don't always operate with good sense. Proverbs 19:11 says what? You don't. If you sit here and say y'all operate with good sense when somebody do you something, that's a lie. And the truth ain't in you. Because the first instinct you say, let somebody take your purse. Let somebody jack you out your cell phone. You a thief. You ain't going to be sitting there, oh, the Lord, I'm sorry, Lord, they took my cell phone. No. That so-and-so took my phone. But he said, don't sin. Proverbs 19:11.
Sensible people control their temper. They earn respect by overlooking wrongs.
You earn more respect by overlooking things people do. Mm-hmm. Pastors got to do it a lot.
Yes.
Because their members still growing. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they're going through spiritual growing pains. Mm-hmm. They're stretching out. They're metamorphosing from a baby sucking milk to a grown-up eating meat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they always tend to, they're struggling with stuff. So a pastor got to overlook stuff.
Yes.
Parents got to overlook stuff. Mm-hmm. Your children growing. Yeah, you could get on them and beat their butt for certain things because they know better. But then you got to think about, let me get a hold of myself. This child growing. Amen?
Amen.
So we got to know how to handle it. How many times should you overlook what a person do to you? Mm. How many times? Sabrina, tell me that. How many times you should overlook what a person do to you?
Every time.
Every time? That's a good answer. Can you do it every time?
It's difficult.
Huh? It's difficult. It's very difficult. Good answer. Very difficult. How many times?
Continually.
Go to Matthew 18:21-22. God about to tell you how many times. And if God tell you, don't be asking me how many times you got to forgive him. God about to tell you how many right now. Don't ask me that.
Then Peter came to him and asked, "Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times?" "No, not 7 times," Jesus replied, "but 70 times 7.
70 times 7. Who know what that is? You got some scholars in here. What's 70 times 7? A what? 490. Y'all gotta forgive 409 times. You gonna lose count, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
77 times 7. That's how many times you gotta forgive. So don't come asking me. You already know. When you come ask me, now how many times I said 409? Do you think frustration? Hey, do you think frustration is different from who you know or who you don't know? Do you think frustration comes from who you know or who you don't know? What is your biggest frustration? Do it come from people you know or who you don't know? Think about what I'm asking you.
Both.
Both.
She said both.
For me, it's both, but I think more from people I do know.
Yes.
People I don't know, I tend to have, I think, more grace and understanding for.
Because they don't know you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of times, a person that know you can frustrate you more than a person that you don't know. Because that person you don't know, you don't have to keep encountering right. and being
right.
in their presence.
Right. Right.
But a person that you know, you're going to run into them again.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to work with you. They're going to eat with you. They're going to hang out with you, you know? So you have a tendency to be angry. You have something to say?
Wouldn't you have more expectations for a person that you love?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. See, so everybody got a different answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Matthew 5:44. We got 3 more, y'all, and we done. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with y'all life anyway, so. See that? She ain't got nothing to do with her life. She old.
But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you.
Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. You gotta love the rascals. Mm-hmm. I know this is disrespectful to say, but people used to say, you got to love the hell out of them. Hell in them, we got to love the hell out of them. It just wanted to curse. What the hell are you doing with hell? All kind of stuff. The old preachers. This one's cursed. This one's cursed. Should it be treated the same or different when you know them and you don't know them? You should treat them the same or different? How you supposed to treat them? The same. Amen.
Nobody knew Judas was going to betray Jesus.
Amen. What you think?
I think it's different. Like, you treat them with love, right? You love them with the love of Christ. But somebody you know, you can be more direct with. Like, the Holy Spirit might lead you to deal with them differently than this other person. This other person, you may have to be more soft or whatever, but this one now, you can just like, no, we're not doing that.
Amen.
So you treat them with love, yes, alike, but different.
Amen. That's cool. Suppose it happened to somebody in the church with you, and y'all in the church together. How do you deal with it?
I would say be patient with all men.
Be patient with all men. What is that scripture that talks about if you have an issue?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about that one?
Yeah. Tell them about
it. Talk to them and then
bring it to the church.
Go to your brother and what? Love. And get it straight.
Mm-hmm.
Get it right.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Go to Luke 23 and 34. And then Acts 7 and 60. Luke 23 and 34.
Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." And the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. Jeez.
They don't know what they don't. When people sit out to mess with you, they don't know what they don't.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Acts 7 and 60. They don't know what they're doing. Look at your neighbor and say, they don't even know me.
They don't even know me.
Jesus. They don't know what they're doing. They don't. Because if they knew your character as a person, they would mess with you.
Right.
Ooh, I'm about to say something. Yeah. Glory to God. I would have left y'all. I'll buy a whoa. Yeah, Acts 7 and 16.
He fell to his knees shouting, "Lord, don't charge them with this sin." And with that, he died.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Even when he was on his way to the Father, he said, "Don't even charge them."
Yeah.
They're so jacked up.
Yes.
Mm. People, listen to what I'm saying.
That's love.
People can do y'all some stuff.
Yes.
And you got to pray for them. They don't even know what they're doing.
They don't.
They're being used.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're open vessels. Somewhere they open their vessel.
Right.
To the enemy. And he just don't use them. They made themselves available.
Mm-hmm.
They agreed to something that they shouldn't have agreed to.
Jesus.
Does forgiveness change because you don't know them? Do the forgiveness change because you don't know them? Should it change? Who say no? It shouldn't. It shouldn't. Ephesians 4 and 32. And we got one more after this. Ephesians 4 and 32. Should your forgiveness change? Just because you don't know him, you don't think you got to forgive him?
I got
it. And I'm talking about instances. Like if you're walking in the grocery store and somebody hit you in the back of your ankle with the basket.
Oui.
And don't say nothing to you. And you look at them like this. Should your forgiveness change? You say, I forgive you, Lord. Let me go on my forgiveness. Five-star slinging gang guns. Up in here. <Yes. coughs> And you just go fast. You start walking quick. Somebody thought you could slap with some ground meat. Jesus. You in a big tool? That big tool. Jesus. Ground meat too hot to be in people with.
Right.
Ephesians 4:32.
Instead, be kind to each other, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ Jesus has forgiven you.
Look at your neighbor and say, it don't matter who they is.
It don't matter who it is.
You gotta forgive them.
Forgive.
It don't matter. Now this one here I want y'all to put in your pocket. Cause Lord, some of y'all hold on to stuff till Jesus come home. How long should we hold on to what people do to us? Told you that girl peed in my nose. How long, Lord, should we hold on to what people do to us? How long?
Let go and let God. I don't
want to
hold on to it.
You don't want to hold on to it. That's good. Yes, let go and let go.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
You should forgive as Jesus would want. You should forgive as you would want Jesus to forgive.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Yes.
When you understand that resentment isn't release.
Mm. Amen. Mm. That's right.
That's good.
So if you're not letting it go, that means you still holding on to it, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You still talking about that same old thing happened to you 1,500 years ago. Mm-hmm. Get a new story. Mm-hmm. You still holding on to it because you ain't forgave them. Mm-hmm. That's how you, the story was just like it happened to you yesterday. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. somewhere they really hurt you. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't, your justification of the hurt wasn't settled. So you ain't let it go. She could talk to me all day now. I don't care what she do. She ain't peeing in my nose now. I don't care.
That's true.
And wouldn't you say that some things, and depending on who it is, affects you worse?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because mm-hmm. this same person did something with my older son I didn't like, said some things. And that took me a long time to forgive her for. Mm-hmm. But I did. Mm-hmm. I found myself not rehashing that story. Because I was like, you know what? Every time I talk about it, that means I forgave her. That's why I keep saying it. Especially when you're curious to know why they did it.
That's the part.
That's it right there.
That's the part you got to forgive. That make you don't forgive. Because you don't understand why they did it.
Right.
What caused them to do that to you? It's like a husband and a wife been married and one of them go out and commit adultery.
Right.
And get an outside partner on that individual at home. And you know you're doing your best. You know you're doing everything you're supposed to.
Jesus.
And then go out and then get somebody on you. You feel so betrayed. Mm-hmm. You feel so forsaken. You feel so throwback. First of all, your conscience gonna make you think you ain't good enough.
Right.
The devil gonna put that in your spirit. You're not cute enough. You're not smart enough. You're not good enough. You're not this. You're not that. You're not that. But guess what? It ain't about you.
Come on.
That affair, that cheating was about the person who did it.
Jesus.
What they think about themselves. Mm. Mm. Amen. It ain't Amen. Never about you. It's about what they think about themselves.
Mm. Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
They feel like they not fit. Their self-esteem low. They ain't got no confidence. They ain't not intelligent. They can't measure up.
Jesus.
It ain't you. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We got to start forgiving from the root.
Mm.
And the root is, why did they do it to me? Mm. Lord, I want to forgive the reason that they chose
hey,
to
glory.
Do it to me.
Hey, glory.
My God.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Woo. Y'all never thought about that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you be mad about. And it turns into frustration in a situation. You ever heard people say, I'm in a situationship? What the helicopter is that? A situation ship. You gonna situate your ship away from me? We ain't in that. You know what that mean? Every time you get into a problem, I gotta bail you out.
Right.
Jesus. Am I talking to y'all?
Yes.
Are y'all learning something?
Yes.
Did y'all get some wisdom from that?
Yes.
Forgive the person for the reason that they did it to you. Before you can forgive the person that they did it. That's real talk. Father God, in the name of Jesus, when we come together, our family and friends, dear Lord, we come to learn.
Amen.
We come to bounce ideas, thoughts, questions, actions, ideologies, terminologies off each other. So we can help each other. You say in the multitude of counsels, we are safe. Lord, we safe with the people that we sit in our community with to learn from. Nobody's bigger than nobody. Nobody's smaller than nobody. We all your children.
Yes, Jesus.
We all belongs to you. Lord, we all come to eat out the same pot. We all come to drink the same water. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. Let this word be applied as knowledge and wisdom to our life.
Yes, Jesus.
And let us help somebody. When we get in a situation, use what was taught today to help us get out of it without
Jesus.
Being frustrated. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.